From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Can South Florida become as well known for bits, bytes, and bandwidth as it is for beaches? Well, that's what the inaugural Emerge Technology Conference ventured to find out. The conference wraps up today at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Organizers say the goal of Emerge America's Tech Week was to transform the way people see Miami and all of South Florida. They want the area to be known as the region's tech center. The conference featured speakers and demonstrations from across all fields of technology. Diane Sanchez is CEO of the Technology Foundation of the Americas, which produced the event.
We're real excited because we've had such a great response. We have over 6,500 people that have registered for this. Our target was 5,000, so we never expected to have this kind of reaction and sort of engagement by the community.
The conference highlighted entrepreneurship in the Miami area and in Latin America, as well as the rise of the gaming industry in the region. Imagine this. You have a serious food allergy, and that particular food has made its way onto your plate in a restaurant. Well, with any luck, you're carrying an EpiPen, a bill that would increase access to epinephrine auto-injectors used for treating allergic reactions, is headed to Governor Rick Scott's desk. The measure allows businesses to stock and administer epinephrine auto-injectors, also known as EpiPens, to someone experiencing a life-threatening allergic reaction. The measure passed in the Florida House unanimously. Passed in the Florida Senate not long after that. Leila Aponte is a Tampa mom and physician. She's got a 7-year-old with food allergies. She said it is very important to have access to EpiPens.
I have actually like 3 or 4 right now. I have one in my purse. There's one at school. There's one in the car. There's really one wherever my son is. And an anaphylactic shock can happen at any time. And you have to be prepared.
Restaurants, camps, and theme parks are among the businesses that would be allowed to maintain a supply of epinephrine auto-injectors. The measure provides, quote, civil liability immunity protections for the prescribers, pharmacists, and people who stock and administer these EpiPens. The Centers for Disease Control says that food allergies are a growing public health concern. South Florida is getting hotter, stormier, and saltier. That's according to the President of the United States. A brand new assessment of climate change is being released today by the White House. In a draft of the National Climate Assessment, our region was designated, quote, exceptionally vulnerable to risks from man-made climate change, including rising seas, more extreme heat, and dropping water supplies. It is the first federal climate assessment since 2009. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.